It's our regular segment called Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It's our chance to really check in with the humanities councils throughout our 7-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight Massachusetts humanities and discuss bringing the humanities to life with their 10th annual fall symposium, E Pluribus Paralysis, How We Can Make Our Democracy Work. To discuss this, we welcome David Tibaldi, who's the Executive Director at Mass Humanities, and Alexander Kasar, Professor of History and Social Policy at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. David, let us begin with you of how this symposium came to be, and then we'll talk about how you got into the idea of talking about making our democracy work.
Well, we did our first symposium in 2004. It was on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Massachusetts Humanities Council. That happened to be a presidential election year, and we decided to focus on the presidency. There was a lot of discussion, public discussion at that time about the powers of the presidency and executive privilege, and it was a very ripe topic. And we brought together, as we always do, a really interesting group of people. It was a very successful event. It began a tradition of focusing during our symposium on some fundamental aspect of our democracy, or the relationship between our democracy and other very important social or cultural institutions. So we followed up the focus on the presidency with, in 2006, a focus on the Congress, 2005, a focus on the Congress, which that happened to be the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, 40th anniversary. So that was, it was timely in that way. By the way, Alex Kasar was one of our panelists at that one and did a great job. The next year, we focused on the Supreme Court. It just so happens that was the year that both Chief Justice Roberts and Sam Alito were appointed to the court. So that also was extremely timely. It was on everybody's mind. We had wonderful discussion. And then we shifted gears a little bit. The next one, we focused on the role of the media in our democracy. The next one, the relationship between democracy and religion. The next one, military and military culture and civic culture. And I'll skip ahead, I'm taking too long. Last year, we looked at economic inequality in our democracy, the impact of that on our democracy. And in the feedback that we get from the 400 or so people who attend these events each year, we kept getting people asking us to focus on solutions, to some of these problems. And so we decided that's what we would do this year. Can we make our democracy work? And that is the focus of this upcoming symposium.
So that is the question before us. Can we make our democracy work? And Alexander Kasar, who has been wonderful with us and has been a part of our equality series that we did 2 years ago, and it's a pleasure to have him back on the program. When we just simply ask that question of can we make our democracy work, it begs the question to me of, is there a golden era of democracy that we should look to replicate?
First, thanks for the kind words from both of you. And I'm not sure that there's a golden era, and I think you're right that we should be careful about acting as though there is a golden era that we lost. But certainly there have been eras when things worked better. The example of Congress and of a Congress that is paralyzed and stuck and unable to compromise is obviously very much in our minds this fall and over the last year or two. And if you compare that, for example, to the Congress of the 1960s and even into the 1970s, even in the Nixon administration, when there was a Congress, which, you know, these were not saints, and not everybody was virtuous, but people were able to make compromise, cut deals. You know, just as in the 1980s, Tip O'Neill was able to make deals with Reagan. So I think there are eras when things worked better, and I think that one of the things as a historian and as an analyst is that that I try to do, and I think that we'll be talking about at this symposium, is trying to understand, well, what has changed to make things, you know, work that much less well or that much more poorly? Because I think things are working very poorly right now.
And
I can give an example if you want, but
yeah, well, there are a lot of examples, aren't there? I mean,
alas, there are.
There's not a lot working right from just from all angles, and it seems that with that comes a certain amount of resignation on behalf of the American people, and maybe even within the halls of power. And I wonder if it is, when you have a symposium like this, of what concrete information we can come out with to kind of get the ball rolling.
No, it's a very good question. I think your point about resignation and pessimism is right. And that's why, for example, to take a very concrete idea to put forward, which would have to do with changing the ways in which district boundaries for Congress and state legislatures are drawn. They are drawn almost everywhere now by politicians who are in the state legislatures. And what those politicians do is to protect incumbents, and they protect their own parties. And, you know, if you were to assemble a group of 20 citizens chosen at random and say, well, design a system for deciding what the district boundaries are going to be, they would not say, let the foxes guard the chicken coop, which is with the system that we have now. And if you switch to something that looks like nonpartisan districting, there's now recurrent evidence, including in the last few years from California, that you get different kinds of configurations in state legislatures and in congressional delegations, and you might be able, you would not necessarily translate the differences that exist in the American population into intractable factions within legislatures that seem to be blocking anything from happening.
I should mention that the actual symposium takes place on Saturday, the 9th of November, from 12:30 to 5 at the Corcoran Commons on the campus of Boston College. And you can find out more information by going to masshumanities.org/symposium, masshumanities.org/symposium. David, I'll ask that same question to you about, you know, I assume that this is really something that you want in your symposium is to come out with something that is productive as opposed to people just talking heads and giving their opinion, which we already have so much of.
Well, I think it's important that we try to instill in people a sense of hope instead of a sense of despair, which is too often the predominant feeling these days. That there are things that ordinary citizens can do, and it's important that they do them. I mean, many of the problems that we confront could be ameliorated somewhat if simply by having a greater level of civic participation. At all levels, and especially, more people voting. It's ridiculous. Here we are, the so-called oldest democracy in the world, and presidential elections, typically we get somewhere between 50 and 55% of the voting age population participating in the election. Off-year elections, midterm elections, some 15% lower than that. And those are important elections. There was a wonderful article in the New York Times just recently by Elizabeth Drew where she pointed out the importance of midterm elections. Those are the elections where, every member of the House gets elected every 2 years in Washington, and those are the same elections that often elect the state legislators and the governors. And as Alex was just pointing out, the control redistricting by the governors and the state legislatures currently is a big part of the problem. So what we need is more people to realize that that they need to be heard, that they need to participate, that they can't check out. I think we'll go some way towards accomplishing that at this event.
Alexander Kasar, in just hearing David talk about, you know, you want people to have hope. Are you optimistic? Are you hopeful that we can turn this around?
That's. I wish you hadn't asked me that question. I think it's possible that we can turn things around. I think it's going to be a difficult haul at the moment because there have been a number of institutional changes that are making it more difficult. For example, the changes in campaign finance rules that have happened over the last couple of years and that seem likely to continue to happen. So I don't see it happening right away or easily, but certainly it can be done.
And having discussions like this and obviously getting this humanities point of view is very important to further that along. As we mentioned, the panel, the symposium takes place on November 9th. You can find out more information by going to masshumanities.org/symposium, masshumanities.org/symposium, just masshumanities.org will do it as well. David Sabaldi is Executive Director of Mass Humanities, and Alexander Kasar is Professor of History and Social Policy at the JFK School of Government at Harvard University. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us and for the great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Can we add one thing?
Sure.
I just want to point out that the I don't expect folks from New York are going to make the trip to Boston for this, although they're certainly welcome.
They should.
But the event will be videotaped, and people can watch it at home shortly after. It won't be live streamed, but it'll be available on our website as well. And the same is true of the previous 9 symposiums. They are also, all of them, available online, and they can be accessed through that same website.
And again, masshumanities.org, masshumanities.org. David Tibaldi and Alexander Kasar, again, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.